You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Hi, this is Gary, and once again today, I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. That lip-smacking good food I always talk about? Well, I want to let you know, this year I'm having my holiday catered by Sonny's Barbecue. They have ham and turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans and corn, garlic toast, cornbread, sweet tea, unsweetened tea, and a delicious veggie wrap, all professionally catered. If you'd like to have your holiday professionally catered this year, go to sonnysbbq.com. That's spelled sonnysbbq.com.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
And don't forget, when you order online and...
Listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
It's time to tap into the holiday gift giving season. Be a trendsetter. Tap text and email and toggle through your phone apps wearing a keyboard and mouse. Tap wearable device is comfortable on your hand. The tutorial is easy to follow. Tap is fun, fully customizable. Use custom tap maps to activate your favorite app or shortcut with simple finger tap. You can even play mobile apps with tap. Call 818-583-6216 or order online now. Tap this gift idea at tapwithus.com.
Only $179 with free shipping in the USA. Mention promo code BN Radio and receive a special $25 discount just for Blind and Beyond Radio Show listeners.
Lighthouse for the Blind of the Palm Beaches, established in 1946, provides services to individuals of all ages who are blind or visually impaired residing in Palm Beach, Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee counties. Services include training in adaptive skills for daily living, adjustment to blindness counseling and support groups, cane and travel training, assistive technology including smartphones, low vision clinic and services, blind babies program, children's services and summer camps, transition program for teens, social opportunities, and more. The Lighthouse strives to provide the tools necessary for persons with vision loss to maintain full and sufficient lives. Visit 1710 Tiffany Drive East, West Palm Beach. Call them at 561-586-5600 or visit lighthousepalmbeaches.org.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.com nib.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long way.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is the second hour, and if you missed the first hour...
We did too.
Well, what can I say? I'm sorry you missed it. That means you have to go to our archive show when Lynn puts it up tonight. You can listen starting tomorrow on the archives, because we archive all the shows. Just go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and you can listen to all the archives. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call here is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that, 407-894-1680. Right now, I understand all the lines are lit up, so we have some callers that want to say hello.
Drusilla.
Drusilla, you on the line from West Palm Beach, Florida?
Yes, I'm here.
So what do you have to say for yourself, Drusilla?
I would like to say good evening to Michael, as well as to let Lynn know happy successful day to her.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Many, many more successful days in the future.
Thank you very much, Priscilla. Well. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you so much, Priscilla.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Okay,
all
we'll
right.
Talk to you soon.
Bye for now.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Keep on listening.
Who's next, Greg?
Who's next?
All
Greg
right,
next.
We're going to take our friend Greg from Dade City. Greg?
Greg, the Greg?
Hey, Greg.
Oh,
hello, Greg.
Oh, Greg.
Hey there, guys.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah,
here
he is. How
Hi,
you
Greg.
Doing, Greg?
Hi, Greg. How you doing?
Doing well. Hey there, Lynn. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you, my love. Thank you.
Sure. And I have something real quick for you to play here. It's only going to take like 30 seconds.
Okay, great. Okay? Great.
All righty. Here goes nothing.
We're doing a song.
Happy birthday.
Good job.
Big hug, Greg. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I got tears in my eyes. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. That's Greg from Lake. You say Lake?
No, Dade.
Dade City, Florida.
And I think Tanya's next.
Tanya,
thanks for calling in, Greg.
Take care.
Thanks for calling in, Greg.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
And who's next?
Tanya.
Tanya.
Hello.
Hey, Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. Congratulations on your new grandchild.
Well, thank you so very much, but I'm calling to wish you a very happy birthday. I hope you've had a blessed and wonderful day.
I did, and thank you very much, Tanya.
Is she from West Palm?
Yes,
where is she
ma'am.
From?
Orlando.
Orlando.
She sat right there in the chair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the Tanya.
That's Tanya.
Tanya.
I tell Mike, wait till you get my age. Oh, my
Gary
God.
Gary don't ever get it right.
Yeah.
Chris has a little bit of trouble, you know.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, if Michael would do something about those phones, I wouldn't have to sit on hold for 11 minutes to tell you happy birthday.
Well,
we've got four lines. That's the best we can do.
Four lines is better than two lines.
I stayed on hold because I was determined I was going to just say that I hoped your day was wonderful.
Well, thank you for calling in, Danny.
I appreciate
it. Was
so much.
Thank you so
you're
much.
You're all very welcome. And Sheila, I hear you there, and I know you're there. Gary, I know you're there. Michael, you're there. And I want to say hello to everybody.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And congratulations
again.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Who's next?
It's somebody else.
Yeah, that's right. We got Jim from Kissimmee.
Okay. Jim Kissimmee.
Another Eagles fan.
Hey, yeah, we lost.
We lost.
Yeah. Overtime.
Oh,
anyway,
well, another day.
Happy birthday, Lynn.
Well, thank you, Jim.
I just want to say I'll be heading to Philadelphia on Wednesday, and I'll make sure that I eat a cheesesteak and a hoagie and cheese after I eat it.
There you go.
Where are you going to go to, Pat's or Jim's?
Probably Jim's. And then I'll go to Marinucci's for a hoagie.
Ooh.
And then I may even go to the Melrose Diner.
Oh, yeah, Melrose Diner.
Have I been there?
Yes, you didn't flip over because
that
was the
Tiffany Diner. And
no, this is the place that has the big coffee, and you didn't like it because you have to sit with other people.
Oh, you have to share.
And the Mayfair Diner was still there, you know.
No, I'm talking Melrose and Passyunk.
Yeah, down Passyunk. In South Philly.
Well,
yeah,
enjoy. Philly. Enjoy. Thank you for calling, Jim.
Thank you
for calling. And I'll talk to you from Philly and T.
Okay. Looking forward to stay well.
Safe travels.
God bless you all. Take care.
Okay. All right. Time for Sheila?
Yeah, Sheila. Right, Sheila, she got a good announcement.
We're talking about Sonny's.
Yes, I want to share with everyone that the Greater Orlando Council had their Christmas luncheon last Saturday.
At my house?
And we had it catered by Sonny's Barbecue. And no, we didn't have barbecue.
Uh-uh.
Is it my story or yours?
I'm just reminiscing. That's all. I'm just reminiscing with you.
We had...
reality show here.
Smoked turkey, ham, mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, green beans, cornbread rolls, sweet tea, unsweet tea, lemonade we booked it for 36 people. We had 26 people come, and oh, my goodness, we had the best meal, the best service, and had more food left over. We could have invited another 25 people. So I just wanted to say thank you,
Sonny's. But the turkey and the ham was delicious.
It was absolutely fabulous. But I wanted to say thank you to Sonny's and if anyone is looking for a good, reasonable catering, call Sonny's because even
barbecue.
You've got them on each side, Sheila.
I know. I see that.
Yeah, you can punch both of them.
Can I kick them both?
Yeah, kick
them
both.
I'll ask permission. I'll ask permission if I could say something next.
So I just wanted to say thank you very much to Sonny's for such a fabulous service and fabulous food. And I would highly recommend anyone that is looking to have something catered to call them.
Absolutely. And I got to say something about the ham we had was not a processed ham. It was one just like you bought a nice big ham and put it in your oven. You could taste the brown sugar in it. It was juicy and sliced so nice. You'd think somebody made it at home. That was the best dinner I've ever had.
Listen here. Let me explain something to you.
Well, you could have come, Chris.
No. I just want to explain this to Gary. Gary, why is it that every time we talk about food, you got to put extra emphasis on the juice? You got to put extra emphasis on the mouthwatering, delicious, tasty. Oh, my. You're making me hungry over here.
At least he didn't say garlic toast, okay?
No, Sheila, it's garlic. Garlic toast. Oh, my
God. Thank goodness.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute, everybody. Speaking of food, can I please talk about Mr. Lid?
Yes.
Speaking of food.
We got to store that food somewhere.
And leftovers. You've got to get Mr. Lid. Actually, I bought it. I bought it again, and I bought it a gift for somebody else, and we just love it. And right now, just so you know, if you go online to MrLid.com, you get you enter the promo code HOLIDAY15. That's 15.
HOLIDAY15.
Yeah, you get 15% discount. And
that's
the price
15, not 50.
Right,
15.
And the price is reasonable to begin with, so this makes it extra special. And that's MrLid.com, and you can order any configuration you want. You want 2 pieces, you want 10, 17, whatever you want.
For those that don't know about Mr. Lid, that's the lid that's on top
of. Right, it's attached.
Yeah.
It's not on top of. The lid is...
Oh, it's part of.
It's attached. It never comes apart, so you always know where the lid is.
All right, time for trivia.
No, we're going to go to break in 1 minute. And then our first call.
Yeah, and then our guest caller is on the phone line.
Our guest caller is already on the line.
Okay. Folks, for trivia, I have to wait.
Yep. We may be able to squeak one in later.
Okay.
Oh, he's talking about some mouthwater delicious. Just make me hungry over here.
Yeah, Gary's good at that with the
best food. Hey, Christmas
we're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. 407-894-1680 is the number to call in. We're going to break. Day two from Lying to Beyond.
Or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Are you blind or visually impaired and not happy with your current navigation app? Foresight Augmented Reality, FAR, brings a voice to the physical world. Let FAR help you find, navigate, and interact with everything from police stations to public parks, nearby restaurants, and shopping malls, all through audio. Don't get left wondering how close you are to your destination. FAR will get you there with confidence and much greater accuracy than you can get with GPS alone. Tell businesses in your area that you want them to become FAR accessible. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Learn more at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration, in a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Lighthouse for the Blind of the Palm Beaches, established in 1946, provides services to individuals of all ages who are blind or visually impaired residing in Palm Beach, Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee counties. Services include training in adaptive skills for daily living, adjustment to blindness counseling and support groups, cane and travel training, assistive technology including smartphones, low vision clinic and services, blind babies program, children's services and summer camps, transition program for teens, social opportunities, and more. The Lighthouse strives to provide the tools necessary for persons with vision loss to maintain full and sufficient lives. Visit 1710 Tiffany Drive East, West Palm Beach. Call them at 561-586-5600 or visit lighthousepalmbeaches.org.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
What if your older dog could feel more like his younger self? For more than a decade, Purina and their team of over 500 scientists, nutritionists, and pet experts have studied aging in pets. This has led to powerful nutritional breakthroughs that can help your older dog think more like his younger self through formulas like Purina One Vibrant Maturity and Purina Pro Plan Bright Mind. Visit Purina.com to learn more. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Hi, this is Sheila Young from Orlando, Florida. I have been a Sprint customer since 2005 when I moved to Florida. I love the accessibility features. The customer service is amazing, and I can use my phone everywhere when I travel throughout the country. Thank you, Sprint, for your wonderful service.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn?
Michael,
I want to say again, happy birthday,
well,
baby.
Thank you. Okay, everybody. You know, the last few months we've been having various guests call in to talk to us about the importance of genetic testing. Well, today we'd like to welcome Dr. Chris Moen. And Dr. Moen, he is the president of the Choroideremia Research Foundation. And he's here to introduce himself today and tell us a little bit about the genetic testing for this particular condition. Welcome, Dr. Moen, and thank you for joining
us. Hi there.
Hi, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on, Michael and Landon. I didn't know I was coming to a birthday party. So,
you're at a birthday party.
Open up, we'll give you a cupcake.
Yeah, so I'd like you to meet Sheila. Michael stepped away from the mic real fast. He'll come right back. I'd like you to meet Sheila, our co-host, and
Good
Gary.
Good evening, sir.
Hello.
And Gary, our co-host.
Hello.
And, hi, Gary.
And Sheila, you have RP, correct?
Yes.
And Gary, you have RP.
We both do,
right?
Yes.
And him, now you can meet Michael. He's back.
How you doing?
This is Dr. Moen.
Wonderful, thank you.
So he said he didn't know he was joining a birthday party.
Oh, okay.
We have a cupcake for him.
Yeah, we'll give you a virtual.
Where are you calling from? What part of the country?
So I'm from Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh, my neck of the woods, Philly. No kidding.
Wilmington, Delaware is your
right.
neck of the woods?
Well, it's Philadelphia, next door, okay. Wilmington, Delaware.
All right. Well, Dr. Moen, from what I was reading, that you are experienced in this particular condition. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please?
I said, from what I've been reading, you are experiencing choroideremia?
Yes, I'm a patient with choroideremia myself. Mm-hmm. I've, kind of had the typical course, as those of you who have RP in the room probably are familiar, where I had fairly decent vision, as a child and a teenager, and have had progressive vision loss since that time, and legally blind now. So as a result of that, I've been, very interested in advocacy efforts and supporting research for on our disease in particular, as, there's very little activity for rare diseases like ours. So I've been involved in some research activities and advocacy efforts over the years, and I've been president of our foundation, the CRF, for the last 4 years. And, I'm really excited to be here tonight and appreciate you guys offering me the opportunity to talk about genetic testing, which is a really important issue for rare diseases like ours.
Well, we appreciate you being here. Before we get into the questions, I have a quick question. I read that this is predominantly a disease that happens with males.
That's correct.
Females. Why is that?
So it's a genetic disease that's found on the X chromosome. So women who have the disease effectively are carriers because they'll have one affected X chromosome and one unaffected. So the unaffected normal X chromosome will express enough normal information that the cells of the body will be able to function more or less normally. So with the exception of rare cases, women have fairly normal vision with choroideremia, typically until maybe the 50s or 60s, where they get some mild symptoms of the disease. Whereas men, because they only have one X chromosome and have a Y chromosome, will have kind of full-blown symptoms of choroideremia.
Wow. So why are you recommending that individuals that have inherited retinal disease, like choroideremia, pursue genetic testing?
There's really a number of very good reasons, and I'll try to make my comments pretty brief.
Okay.
There are right now for what we call inherited retinal dystrophies or IRDs, which are retinal diseases like mine or retinitis pigmentosa that cause vision loss and blindness. There are about 260 different genetic mutations that can cause these different syndromes. And as a result, you can imagine it's very difficult for an ophthalmologist who's seeing a patient to look in the back of someone's eyes and be able to tell definitively whether they have one disease or another. So what commonly happens is that ophthalmologists, and sometimes even the really good ones, will look at the back of someone's eyes and make the determination that they have the more common disease, typically retinitis pigmentosa, and it's not until something changes down the line or someone eventually gets genetic testing where they actually determine that they have a specific other disease like choroideremia or others. And so in our population of choroideremia patients, we find that over half of them are originally diagnosed with another retinal disease until they eventually get genetic testing and find out that they have choroideremia. And that's a fairly common problem among rare diseases in general, not just in the eye. There's a lot of data that says that patients who have a rare disease, it usually takes about 5 years to eventually get the correct diagnosis, and they see sometimes up to seven doctors. And you can imagine how you know, I'm sure those of you in the room have, who may have gone through this, how frustrating it might be to go from doctor to doctor and get different, you know, different diagnoses or people that aren't really sure. Genetic testing gives you that definitive answer of what your specific diagnosis is. It's not really, you know, it can't really be confused with other diseases at that point in time. So it gives people a sense of empowerment. It can really connect them with their specific community. Obviously, there's, you know, blindness communities at large, but to be able to connect them with those who have the same disease, who know what's happening in the research world, it can help them to get additional services or care that they might need if they have a disease that, for example, might have problems outside of the retina, outside of the eye, so, you know, kidney problems or other issues where they might be able to get care for those areas. And then last but certainly not least, those that want to be involved in research or clinical trials, it's necessary to have a genetic test before you can be involved, because they certainly don't want to have someone getting a clinical trial investigative treatment who doesn't actually have the disease that they're trying to treat. So that, you know, that piece, and eventually once treatments become available down the line, it will certainly as well be necessary to have genetic testing done. So there's a whole real host of good reasons to have it done.
Okay. Well, it seems like a lot of people out there listening that have RP and related diseases, they think that it doesn't matter. And what can you say that, what would they gain from the genetic testing?
One of the things that we've learned is that it takes a good population of patients to be able to stimulate interest by research communities to be able to push forward and do a clinical trial. So even when we talk about RP, there are a number of different genetic mutations that cause retinitis pigmentosa. So to be able to know what your genetic mutation is may be important. It may help you to identify which of these research activities or clinical trials might be relevant for you down the road. It also, let's be honest, knowing what the population of people with a particular genetic mutation is can help the research community to understand what the population is that they're treating, how many patients there are, and what the availability is. It may make it easier for them to identify groups that they could study more effectively, to understand more about the disease, to understand how it progresses, how it may differ from other diseases. So it's still very important, even if you can't get a genetic test done and then go walk down the hall to an ophthalmologist and have a treatment done today.
Well, let's talk about the cost. That's always the big question everybody has. That, you know, it's an important consideration for people who are considering testing. So what would you say to listeners about the cost and wondering if their insurance will cover it or any other options available?
You know, we're much better off than we were 5 or 10 years ago. Now that we're getting to the point where there's so much research being done, I think there's about 100 different clinical trials for inherited retinal disease right now that are going on.
Wow.
The insurance community has looked at this a little bit differently. Traditionally, it used to be that if there was no opportunity for you to get a treatment, then why would your insurance company cover the test to give you a diagnosis, right? Well, it didn't make a whole lot of sense to them. But now that treatments are coming for patients, some insurance carriers are, in fact, actually providing reimbursement for it. Like everything else in the healthcare system, it's always a little bit challenging to figure out how to navigate through that as a patient. So typically what our recommendations are would be to work with your ophthalmologist or if you have a genetic counselor to help identify, you know, what tests you really need, because there are, you know, genetic testing it's not a single test for everybody. There are many different types of tests. There are large panels versus specific gene screening. So it really would have to be determined what the test is for you, and then to help you kind of navigate through those systems to figure out how to get the coverage that you would need. I would say that there are also some smaller programs for specific diseases to provide funding for genetic testing. For example, our organization, the CRF, about 4 years ago launched a program we call Project CHM, where patients who have been told they have choroideremia but have never had genetic testing done could get a genetic test done for free. So they worked through our program, and we've worked with a specific laboratory to try to keep our costs extremely low, and it enables patients who might not otherwise be able to afford the testing to have it done with funding that was provided through the program. So there are opportunities out there, and we're, again, in a much better place than we were 5 or 10 years ago, where really the cost was borne only by the patient.
Doctor, I have a question.
This is Sheila calling, talking.
I have RP,
And my question to you is, I did look up on your website to see who was in this general area in Orlando, and it was Nemours, and it was pediatric research. For someone my age, one, I'm assuming I have to go to my retina specialist to get a referral to get the genetic testing done, but two, would I go to Nemours pediatric research, or do I need to contact somebody else to figure out where I need to go?
It's not clear what you should do, what the steps are.
Absolutely. And it's not as clear as, you know, a normal blood test that you would get for your cholesterol or your blood sugar for your diabetes, right? Everybody knows you can go to go to your general doctor. They'll give you a prescription and you go to the local laboratory testing center and have your tests done. Well, genetic testing for inherited retinal diseases like this are not the same way, and they typically run through specialized centers. There's some commercial laboratories that do it, or some of the larger academic centers that do a lot of the research will do the genetic testing as well. So probably your best option would be to go to see your ophthalmologist, and then they can generally refer you to the most appropriate local center. I'm not specifically familiar with the pediatric center that you're referring to, but if what we're talking about is the genetic test to be done, then I don't see why it would make a difference if it was an adult patient sample or a child sample. It's still the same process to run the test.
Right.
I hope that answers your question.
I think it's important that people consider this for their descendants. I've got a grandson that'll be three in January, and I don't know if he's got this in his blood
genetic
system
makeup,
genetic makeup. So down the road, if I'm not around and he has children, he might need to know a little bit of this information.
That's very important, Sheila. You're so right.
Where are you going? You're not
going to
be around. What do you mean I won't be around?
So
I got a question.
Yes, Gary.
This is Gary. I am a veteran. I have RP. And I was wondering, does the VA do any testing of this?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a really good question, actually. I'm not sure the answer for that, but I could probably find out for you and try to provide you that information offline.
Yeah, if you could get back with Lynn on that, then we could pass that
on.
Yeah,
you could just email michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And actually, Spark has our email address, so if you don't catch it now, michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That would be great. Finally, how would somebody find out more information about genetic testing, Dr. Moen?
Sure. There's a number of resources online. You mentioned Spark Therapeutics, and they've been generous enough to create a website called iwanttoknow.com, which is IEYE wants the number two know.com.
Right.
And it's a really nice comprehensive website that gives a lot of information about genetic testing. They created it so that it's viewable on an e-reader and has some settings that allow for high contrast mode and things of that sort for those with low vision to make it a bit easier to read the information. They've got quite a bit of information on there about genetic testing and opportunities for where you might be able to access it. There's also some information that can be downloaded for an individual who may be interested in learning more, or also brochures that they could bring to their ophthalmologist if their ophthalmologist wasn't all of that familiar, which I would strongly encourage, because to be quite honest, many of the ophthalmologists don't necessarily see things the way that the patients do, and don't think that testing is really needed in many circumstances. So I would strongly encourage using that information. And then lastly, they have references on their website to a number of organizations that may offer or do genetic testing, one of which you would find is the Project CHM program that our organization, the Choroideremia Immune Research Foundation, offers.
Well, thank you very much. You had to get a lot in a short time, right? You're a good sport.
It's a mouthful.
It is. Well, we thank you, and we wish you a happy holiday and a healthy new year, and good luck with the foundation, really and truly. Okay, Dr. Moen, thank you for joining us.
I really appreciate you giving me the time.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it so
Take
much.
Take care. All righty.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
You too.
Good
night.
All right, we're going to go to break. We'll come back and have
time
another
for
guest. No, have another guest.
Okay. Take two for Blind Beyond. Don't go away.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Are you blind or visually impaired and not happy with your current navigation app? Foresight Augmented Reality, FAR, brings a voice to the physical world. Let FAR help you find, navigate, and interact with everything from police stations to public parks, nearby restaurants, and shopping malls, all through audio. Don't get left wondering how close you are to your destination. FAR will get you there with confidence and much greater accuracy than you can get with GPS alone. Tell businesses in your area that you want them to become FAR accessible. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Learn more at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter music reading solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
It's time to tap into the holiday gift giving season. Be a trendsetter. Tap text and emails and toggle through your phone apps wearing a keyboard and mouse. Tap wearable device is comfortable on your hand. The tutorial is easy to follow. Tap is fun, fully customizable. Use custom tap maps to activate your favorite app or shortcut with simple finger tap. You can even play mobile apps with tap. Call 818-583-6216 or order online now. Tap this gift idea at tapwithus.com.
Only $179 with free shipping in the USA. Mention promo code BN Radio and receive a special $25 discount just for Blind and Beyond Radio Show listeners.
Lighthouse for the Blind of the Palm Beaches, established in 1946, provides services to individuals of all ages who are blind or visually impaired residing in Palm Beach, Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee counties. Services include training in adaptive skills for daily living, adjustment to blindness counseling and support groups, cane and travel training, assistive technology including smartphones, low vision clinic and services, blind babies program, children's services and summer camps, transition program for teens, social opportunities, and more. The Lighthouse strives to provide the tools necessary for persons with vision loss to maintain full and sufficient lives. Visit 1710 Tiffany Drive East, West Palm Beach. Call them at 561-586-5600 or visit lighthousepalmbeaches.org.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. You want to call in, which I hope you do. You better do it real quick. 407 804-1680. Did I do it nice and slow? 407-894-1680.
Yeah, Michael.
Okay. Sheila Young, you are on, baby.
Okay. Next, our guest caller is with us from TAP, and it's Virginia Frazee. Good evening.
Hi, Lynn. Hi, Michael. Thanks so much for having me.
How are you tonight?
Hi, Virginia.
I'm doing great. Hi.
Hello. Yes.
Today
is anyone?
Today, yeah, there's also Gary Sinclair is here.
Yeah, I'm co-host.
Oh, Jerry.
Hello.
Hello.
So anyway, today's Lynn's birthday, so we're all in celebrating.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
thank you.
Anyway, so tell the TAP. People that don't know about TAP what it is, what you can do with it. I actually have one, and I've played with it a little, and it's a very interesting, unique piece of equipment. So tell our listeners what you can do with it.
Yeah, TAP is a really useful gadget. It's a wearable keyboard, mouse, and controller, and it pairs with any Bluetooth-enabled device like your phone, tablet, or computer. And you can use it to input text, control voiceover commands, play games, take selfies, make music, and more. So it works by sending inputs you enter by tapping your fingers on any surface. So, for example, if you want to type the letter A, you just tap your thumb on the surface. Or if you wanted to tap the letter N, you would tap your thumb and index finger. And we have some really cool apps that are all accessible that teach you the alphabet, and they break it out into fun learning exercises. So it's a really, really cool experience.
Yeah, I actually, when I got it charged and I got it connected, Bluetooth connected to my phone, and was sitting there, and I was like, oh my gosh, I could just take my thumb and I can do an A and I can do an E and I can do
so, yeah.
And the tutorials are easy to follow. You are very right on that.
Yeah, and what's great is it can, since it connects with anything, you know, you can also customize the input. So once you've mastered the alphabet, you know, you're not just limited to the default letters, numbers, and symbols. You can also customize it to meet your needs. And it also works with the existing voiceover commands, because sometimes, you know, you need the ability to input text discreetly. Sometimes being able to say voice commands isn't always available. You know, if you're in a library or you have something private you just want to type out. So it's a really great supplement.
Yeah, and you don't have to speak your text.
No.
Yes.
You can actually.
Yep. You tap to type.
Mm-hmm. I just had a funny thought about TAP, and this is not. I'm not trying to make fun, but if somebody's sitting there, they always have the habit of tapping their fingers to music. You're going to be in trouble.
Well, what's really cool is so TAP itself is made up of 5 soft touch TP mm-hmm. rings. They're connected by a nylon cording, and you just wear the 5 rings over your 5 fingers on your preferred tapping hand. And what's really cool is the thumb ring has an on and off button, so there's a longer length of cord connecting the thumb to the index finger, and it also has a big power button to the side of it, so you'll always kind of know what position to place the tap on your hand, and you can just quickly turn it off if you need to use your hand for something else, so you don't have to worry about sending somebody some random blips and blurbs.
What kind of games can you play on it? Yeah. I haven't gotten that far yet.
Oh, there's a ton. So we have some really fun games. We have one of our employees is blind, and he made custom maps. So you can customize the TAP for a variety of accessible games. I believe, what is the name of them? They're all listed on our website on map.tapwithus.com. Mm-hmm. I'll just pull up the names because I, of course, forgot. But we have a ton of accessible games you can play that you can navigate with using the TAP. Rhythm games are great with it. Let me see.
Virginia, while you're looking, can you tell the listeners a little bit about the portability and the longevity
of
the charging? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so TAP actually comes with a protective case that doubles as a charging device. So the case is plastic, and inside the case are 5 pegs that fit each ring of the TAP. And on the leftmost peg, where you place the thumb ring,
And there's actually small Pogo charging pins, so you'll be able to feel them and kind of align them. Then you close the case, and you press the button on the side of the case, and that actually charges the tap. So it's all mobile. You don't have to plug it into a wall outlet or anything like that. The tap itself lasts 8 hours of use and 7 days standby, so you can get a full day of work out of it. Or, you know, if you just take it on the go, you can throw it in the case, keep it charged. It takes about 2 hours to charge the device fully, and the case will charge the tap 8 times fully without needing to be plugged in. So it's a really cool portable solution. It fits in your pocket. And with the case, you get 64 hours of actual use, and I think it's like 6 weeks of standby.
I got a question. What happens if you break one of, like, say, the ring that goes on your thumb or something like that? If it breaks, what do you do then?
Well, we have a one-year warranty, so if it does break, we'd replace it. It's pretty sturdy, so the nylon cording, it's not going to, you know, wear and tear without something, you know, happening to it. But we do have a one-year warranty, so if anything wears down or breaks within that time, you just shoot us an email or give us a call and we replace it.
Sheila, what was your experience learning the alphabet with it?
It's really have to pay attention.
Yeah.
until you get the whole thing down pat. You've really got to concentrate and pay attention, especially when you're using the tutorial.
You have to have patience.
But well, you get a little excited. Sheila and I worked on this a little bit together, and I heard her doing it, you know, da da da. And she goes, "Here, you try it." Now, put it on my hand, and I started going, and I started understanding it. I asked Sheila, I go, "This thumb and I hit the finger," and I, "Oh wow!" And, you know, you start getting excited when it's telling you what to do and you do it.
But you have to be diligent.
Yeah, but you got to pay attention all the way.
Yeah,
it's a whole different language.
Yeah. Yeah, but what's fun is that it really will click, and what's really cool about it is when you take a step away, since we use muscle memory and repetition to teach the alphabet, you'll find yourself kind of, you know, tapping your fingers on your leg, tapping your fingers on your arm, and in your head thinking, oh, that's A, oh, that's E, you know, or that's F, or that's T. So it's pretty cool. If you put it down and walk away and come back to it an hour later, the way that you learn, you'll actually be better at it.
Yep.
And one of my favorite things about tap is if you learn it on your right hand, you don't have to then go and relearn the whole thing on your left hand. Your brain is actually able to reflect that information across. So you only need to go through the learning process once, and then you're actually able to tap with both hands.
Hmm. Well, and I can describe the case. It kind of looks like, to me, a glass case, one of those hard
glass cases. That's exactly what it looks like.
That you used to, well, when people used hard cases.
I still use it.
You still use one? Your prescription glasses.
Put your eyeglasses in. So that's kind of what the case looks like.
Yep. And on the right side of the case, there's a small button that you press that actually starts the charge.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's very portable, as you said.
And it's not expensive either.
No, it's not.
So would you like to tell our listeners about the Christmas holiday
special?
The discount. Special.
Yes. So we are doing free expedited shipping worldwide, so you can get your tap in time for the holidays. We also are doing a holiday sale, which is... We did a big one for Black Friday and for Cyber Monday, so I have to... Remember, I don't want to send you guys the wrong code. Oh, great. It's 15% off
That's
and free expedited shipping. Yeah, using the coupon free ship 15. That's free ship 15 at checkout, and you will get a new option for free expedited shipping. So make sure that that option is actually selected, and the discount will automatically apply. And so that way, if you need it in time for the holidays, you know, you don't have to worry about paying an arm and a leg for that expedited shipping.
Is there a promo code? Tell them I heard her on Blind to Me on radio show?
No, it's free ship 15.
Free ship 15.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
actually, I thought there was one with radio.
Is there a phone number that people can call if they have any questions?
Yes. Yes. You can call us at 818-583-6216.
And don't forget to tell them you heard her on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yes, please. Yes, yes, yes. Give us a call and say you heard us on the radio.
Well, thank you, Virginia. We appreciate you joining us.
Yes, thanks so much for having me. Okey-dokey. And I just wanted to say that we did have the games that we have accessibility maps for are the gate and something called Manimom.
Okay.
So those are two cool voice-based accessibility games that you can play with Tap.
Oh, very cool.
I have one thing to say to you. Tap, tap.
Tap, tap.
Tap, tap.
You have a good week.
Thank you
for joining us.
Thank you.
Nice
have a good holiday.
You. Happy holidays.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to break. We'll come back.
Lynn, again, happy birthday, Lynn.
Well, thank you. Chris, we're going to break. Okay, here we go.
We're going to break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We got a lot more. Well, today, a lot more. A little more left. A little more left. Tiny bit left. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brunn, and I've had three guide dogs. And when I asked what dog food to feed my first dog, the school that I went to recommended Purina Dog Chow. My last dog, Bailey, was fed Purina Dog Chow, and she lived to be 15 and a half years old. Purina Dog Chow has different foods for the needs of all different types of dogs, from pups to seniors. Bailey thrived on Purina. When she got a little heavy, I found a special diet formula for her. As she got older, Purina One and Purina Senior formula met her changing needs. The way I see it, if Purina is good enough for my guide dog school to use for their dogs, it is the best food for my guide dog. Purina, nutrition that helps power your best years together. Visit Purina.com.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
And don't forget, when you order online, enter promo code HOLIDAY15 for a 15% discount.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
It's time to tap into the holiday gift-giving season. Be a trendsetter. Tap text and emails and toggle through your phone apps wearing a keyboard and mouse. Tap wearable device is comfortable on your hand. The tutorial is easy to follow. Tap is fun, fully customizable. Use custom tap maps to activate your favorite app or shortcut with simple finger tap. You can even play mobile apps with Tap. Call 818-583-6216 or order online now. Tap this gift idea at tapwithus.com.
Only $179 with free shipping in the USA. Mention promo code BN Radio and receive a special $25 discount just for Blind and Beyond radio show listeners.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
Are you blind or visually impaired and not happy with your current navigation app? Foresight Augmented Reality, FAR, brings a voice to the physical world. Let FAR help you find, navigate, and interact with everything from police stations to public parks, nearby restaurants, and shopping malls, all through audio. Don't get left wondering how close you are to your destination. FAR will get you there with confidence and much greater accuracy than you can get with GPS alone. Tell businesses in your area that you want them to become FAR accessible. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Learn more at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And the phone number that you could have called in, but it's too late
too
to
late.
Call in,
too late
was 407-894-1680. Next week, remember that number. Lynn, let's wrap it up.
All right, speaking of next week, co-host David Hillebrandt will be with us in the studio. Guest caller Billy Parker from the National Industries of the Blind. And Dr. Ruth Ann Lobos, the veterinarian from Purina, will be calling in again. That'll be a great segment as well. And I wanted to tell everybody, I looked up the promo code for TAP, and it is actually BN Radio, like Boy Nancy Radio, and you get a $25 discount. So that's a good deal for the holidays, BN Radio. All right,
Lynn,
so that's it.
Again, I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lynn.
Gary Sinclair.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us today.
No problem.
Sheila Young.
Yes,
a pleasure.
Sir. Thank you.
And
so much.
Sheila and Gary, thank you for my presents, the flowers, the cupcakes, and the little tchotchkes.
More than welcome, Sheila. Lynn. Welcome.
And Chris Shaw, good job as always.
Yep.
And that beautiful girl, Charlotte, sitting next to you. Thank you, Charlotte, for coming in and joining us.
And Richard Oliver, thank you for your text that you just sent me. Thank you for the happy birthday wishes. I appreciate it.
And happy, Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everyone. I won't be back on before the first of the year.
Okay, same to you. And I chose this song to take us out because I appreciate all our friends. So
take
I thought
care.
This was appropriate.
Till next week. Love you all. Stay well. God bless
everybody.
You all.
Listen to this song.
And never thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever